As the deacons of the commission, Tom wanted to introduce our guest Solomon Dew this morning. And it says, as the minister of our congregation, I want to introduce Solomon Dew this morning. I told Elliot, as elder, I'm going to introduce Solomon this morning. Usually Solomon comes and visits with us about every 3 years. However, he didn't get to visit with us the last 3 year session. It's been about 6 years since we've been able to hear from him. And it's such a blessing to have you this morning. As usual, there is a silver box on the table out front in the foyer for all those who would like to assist Solomon in his expenses while traveling around. He's traveled over 6,000 miles while being here in the U.S. this time and still has another 3 weeks to go. So any of your contributions would be greatly appreciated. Ever since Lynn and I came to Sand Springs in 1991, the name Solomon Dew has always been highly esteemed among those that are preaching the word in foreign fields, among those especially that we help support. And for many years, when it was time for Solomon to come to visit with us, the fruit family would say, Solomon the Goo is coming. Okay. And they hosted him for many years until finally Edward passed away. Then Homer and Edna May would host him. And when he was announced he was coming, Homer and Edna May said, Solomon the Goo is coming. Okay. This time, Lynn and I had the privilege of hosting him, and now I can see why they get excited when they have an opportunity to host Solomon and spend some time with him. Solomon is an amazing man. When you visit with him, your spirit isn't just lifted, it's catapulted into a higher level of spiritual interest. And what he has to say to you this morning, well, it will strengthen your faith, it will encourage you, and it will feed your soul. We are so thrilled to have Solomon speak to us this morning.
Good morning. I stand before you. I am here mainly to say thank you. Thank you very, very much. Because you have been involved in my life right from the beginning. It was because of you, one of you here, that I became a Christian. And I appreciate that very much. Back in the days, when I was at the University of Mississippi, one of you touched my life, Bob Crute, and made me to lighten up, to open to the scriptures, and that made me to obey the gospel of Christ Jesus. And when I did that, my purpose, the greatest aim, was to return to my people immediately and share the gospel with them. And I returned in 1982 back to Nigeria. The aim at that time was to share with my father, mother, brothers and sisters, and my wives, saying, I did not know that I would be doing what I am doing today, but the Lord knew and prepared the way for me to do what I am doing. You have the spirit of evangelism in this congregation. And the people who came out of this stretch it out to people like me if not that Bob invited me to come from the University of Mississippi to come and visit his parents here. And the love which they gave me and showed me and took me in and just telling me one thing, pointing me to Christ. If not that, probably I wouldn't have been a Christian. And I thank you so very much. From that very time, this you got involved in the work which we do in our lives. In 1987, while we were following up the work which many of you and the church did through the Word Bible School, following up, baptizing people, there was a need to build the church building there in Joss at Ring Road. And you got involved in that. We came up with a place to worship. And as time went on, the need to start the training of the preachers in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria, arose. And you got involved. You brought me back here because my training here was not in Bible. And when that came, and I was to lead that training, I said, I did not come here to read Bible. How can I lead in the school for which we preach, train people to preach the gospel without knowing what to tell them, to teach them? You brought me back here, sent me to Free Hardman University to go through, prepare me for, and I appreciate very much. The work which we are doing there is not us. It is not those of us in Nigeria. It's all of us. It is you. Without you, we can't do what we are doing. It is you. Your prayers, your support, the materials you had given us, the funds you have given us. And some of you from among you went out there to work with us, to follow us, to encourage us to do what we have done and what we are today. I have some few slides here which I will show you. Show you what we have done with all the support, the mission support which you have given us. And then I will tell you of other challenges which we have.
That's your first challenge.
This is my first challenge. Is this on? This is on. Oh, okay. Now it is on. Where I have over, it seems as I have overcome that challenge. No, not yet. Okay. I have overcome that challenge. I thank you very much. School of Biblical Studies, Joss. Okay, the school, Joss, is situated, Nigeria is situated in the West Africa, as you see. And Joss in the north, northern part of Nigeria. The north of Nigeria are mostly, the majority are Muslims in the north of Nigeria. Majority are Muslims, and we work among these people. We work there. This is the first building which we started the school in 1989. You gave us funds and we put up this building. This building was everything. It was classrooms, it was dormitory, it was library, it was the dorm. We started with 12 students at that time. And we continue, as you continue with us, we continue to train the people. This is our second building, which you gave us funds to build. Our third building, which is the library, and we put up this building, the library, and you continue to assist us, and we continue. Oh, excuse me. This is our fourth building, which you gave us funds to build, which are the classrooms, of which we hold all our classes in. And this is the last building which we have put up. We haven't completed this building, but we are using it. This is the dorm, the dormitory, where the men are. By the time we finish this building, it will take 240 men, this building. Now we are using the, we've done the inside, the first floor and the basement. We have done that, so we are using it. We thank you so very much. We appreciate you very much, because without you, we will not be doing this. But this does not stop with the building. It goes to the hearts where we are. These are the programs which we run. 2-year certificate in ministry, 3-year certificate diploma in ministry. We have a 4-year BA ministry and a 4-year biblical studies. And this is biblical studies. These degrees, BA, affiliated to the University of Jos. So that when our graduates, when they graduate, they are able to not only preach the gospel, but they take up appointment with government schools, private schools, because in our curriculum in Nigeria, we still have the opportunity to teach Bible. So students are required to take either Islamic studies or Bible. And then they take their final exams in the 12th grade. So we have that, and we train these people, and they graduate, and they take up, and then they preach the gospel. They teach and preach the gospel. So this is what we are doing, and this is what you are doing in your mission field to reach out there. These people are able to shape the young minds. Young minds in school, prepare them for the future to become Christians. And many of them are doing just that. And we appreciate very much. This year, we have the total enrollment of 137. These are full-time students of 137. And the part-time of 52. So we appreciate. And it's not only Nigerians, but we have international students from other countries, as we have Zimbabwe, from Zimbabwe, two, Chad. We have two, Sierra Leone, two, Uganda, one. These are the ones we have this year, and we appreciate very much. This is the student body this year. The total number we have graduated so far is 598. Out of the 598 who have graduated, You have the data there. Nigerians, 559. And we have from other countries, 39. Which Uganda, Bangladesh, we have 2 from Bangladesh. Uganda, 7. Niger, 1. Chad, 5. Cameroon, 5. Zimbabwe, 4. South Sudan, 1. Liberia, 7. Guinea, 3. Ghana, 1. And you know the story of Liberia because you took interest in that and you sponsored about 3 students. You sent money for 3 students, which ended up being 5 of them being trained or who graduated and which have all returned to Liberia and are doing great work in Liberia. In Niger, I'll come back to that later. But in Zimbabwe, they were in 2007, they came to us and they asked us to train their people so that they will return to Niger and start training, to Zimbabwe and start training others, of which we have done. They returned, we trained 4. They returned to Zimbabwe and they have started a school in the central Zimbabwe. And for this is the 2nd year, and they are doing that. In 1990, when we started the school in 1989, and in 1990, the brethren from Uganda approached us and said, train our people so that they will return to Uganda and train others to preach the gospel. And we started training them. Every year, we will take one, we graduate, and then take another one. Graduate and do that. We have 7 of them trained. They returned to Uganda. They started the training there. And this is the 4th year, which the training is going on. This is where those whom we have trained are working now. They are from these places: Nigeria, Liberia, Ghana, Cameroon, Bangladesh, Niger, Chad, South Sudan, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and some of them moved to Australia. And they are working in Australia, the gospel. We thank God so very much because you are with us. This is your work. This is the mission work which you are doing. Some of you have been with us. Some have not been there. I wish you come and be with us, work with us, see your work, and then you'll be able to tell others what is going on. I thank you so very much. The mission work. In 2004, the gospel had not been taken to Niger, which is north of Nigeria. Niger is about 92% Muslims. And therefore, 2 families, 2 of our graduates, the families moved into Niger to carry the gospel there. And they worked so hard among the people for several years. And then they baptized people. When they moved there, they divided. One family stayed in the capital. The other moved out into another town. And they worked and they started baptized people and started 2 congregations, one in the capital, the other in Tera, in that town. And they registered the Church of Christ with the government of the Republic of Niger. As they worked, something happened. They baptized a young man who was 16 years. He was still in high school. And this young man comes from the Muslim family. His father, mother, brothers, sisters, all are Muslim. He was a Muslim. And he heard the gospel, and he decided to obey the gospel. Well, let me stop there. I will come to it later. This is the faculty. But you have seen the missions. Our graduates have now started moving into those missions and carrying the gospel to those countries. This is our faculty. These are those who graduated this May, this year, in May. That is the number. This is the young man. When he became a Christian, being from a Muslim, you know what it is. When you become a Christian from a Muslim family, you are to be killed. Because you have brought shame on the family. The father and the mother tried to kill this young man. And he was in school, so our missionaries could not take him because he was a minor. They would be accused of kidnapping a minor. So this young man will go back. His younger brother cooperated with him. So he will come in very late at night when his parents had gone to bed. And he will tap at the window. And then his brother, younger brother, will get up, open the door quietly. He will come into. He will sleep. About 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. he will go out. He will get prepared and go to school. And he will not come back until 10 or 11 p.m. when the parents have gone to bed. He did that throughout until he finished high school. And when he graduated, he applied to JAS, the School of Biblical Studies. We took him. Last year, he graduated. And he invited his mother. That is his mother. He invited his mother, and we made sure his mother came for his graduation. And during this time, we have the lectureship. As some of you who had come to visit with us have participated in. And the sisters made sure they interpreted these lectures. She sat in the ladies' classes. And they made sure they interpreted, loved her, showed her love, and taught her. And by the time, 10 days, by the time she was to go, she said, "I have never seen love among people like this group of people." She said, "I want to be a Christian like my son." And she obeyed the gospel. She returned home with her son to face the husband. And she went home and she told her husband, "I am a Christian now." And the husband said, "What? You are what?" She said, "I am a Christian now." The husband said, "Out of all our children, you have not found one good enough to follow except this spoiled child. The wife said, yes, I want you to study this spoiled child. He is different. And I want you to become just like him. The husband is no more trying to kill the son nor the wife. They are together. And now they are working on him and the younger one that cooperated with him. This is your work. This is the work which you have done and you are doing. Before I left to come here, he said, he called me and said, we have gone into the next village and we have taught people, we preached the gospel, and we have started the meeting there. The church is meeting in that place. The work is expanding because you care. Because you are involved. And we thank you very much. We have weekly activities. Our programs are these. The weekly evangelism program, yearly evangelism campaign for Christ. And during the week, weekly, every Friday by afternoon, 3 o'clock, we go out and knock doors. And we set up Bible studies. Study with people. And on Saturday, we do same. And when we baptize people, we start the congregations in those areas. And these are some of the results you see. Within jobs, we started about 15 congregations in the city. Several congregations have been started and are doing well. When we started this school, there were few congregations in the whole of the north, which were in the large cities through the north. Today, we have over 300 congregations because of this work. Our graduates who have graduated and gone back to do the same thing as we have taught them in school. And during our campaign, going out there, studying with people, baptizing them, and starting the congregations in those places. And we have over 350 congregations in the north of Nigeria today. Not only in Nigeria, but in other countries where these graduates have gone. In the past few years, we have had difficulties with the terrorism, which you have heard. Yet, people are open now. Whenever we are, we get in. People don't open to us as they used to open before. But whenever we get in, that is the result you see. From 2013 to 2017, during this time we had much difficulty of studying with people because of terrorism. They do not know who we are, except they open unto us. But we had 573 baptism through this practical evangelism training. And our target is to ensure the graduates are equipped with skills to reach out on mission to Central Africa and East African countries. That is our goal, which we are looking forward to. This, you see, this map, the green are the Muslim-dominated area. That is the Muslim-dominated areas you've seen. And the white are the non-Muslim dominated areas. But they are pushing hard. They want to take over. And we want to preach the gospel. We want people to hear the gospel so that they will have a choice and make the right choice. And you continue and being with us, we know we will succeed. You sent us 2 buses for an evangelism program. This is what we are using for. Here, the students are ready to go on evangelism. And this young man, the one in the middle, was the director of training, the Bible training in Ivory Coast. Last year, when our graduate, whom I've shown you from Niger, who became a Christian and invited his mother to come for his graduation, after the graduation, that man decided to leave his job of directing the school in Ivory Coast, which is in French. They speak French. He decided to leave that and he came on missions to join with this young man to evangelize that area. And they are working together. We thank God so very much. This, the one in the middle, the front. And we thank God so much for what's going on. Well, let me take a few minutes and tell you our challenges. We have challenges, great challenges. But because of your prayers, we are able to. When the terrorism, the Boko Haram, which you've heard, and I believe everybody heard of Boko Haram. Boko Haram means what? Western education is evil. That's what it means. Boko Haram. Western education is evil. So everything about the West is evil. And Christianity is a Western religion. And therefore, it is evil. And when they started, we had a lot of challenges. But because of your prayers, the Lord took us. Just as we have this road, the road that passes in front of this church building, our compound, our school, was fenced, the frontage, to the sides. And they came. And they came to the road. And they said, as a mob, we don't know how many they were, but there were many. And they had weapons. And they came and they said, let us go into this compound and kill all these unbelievers. And they were ready to do that. But you see, the Lord fought for us. Some of them said, no, don't let us go in. Because of the type of people we see go in and come out, we know these people have weapons. They have guns and they have weapons for which they will wipe all of us. If we go in, none of us will come out alive. This is the discussion among themselves. They are discussing. And some say, let's go in and kill all of them. But the voices that said no, they will kill all of us if we go in. And they withdrew and went away. Who fought for us? Because of your prayers. Because you were praying for us. Other saints were praying for us. God saved his people. They turned and went away. And since then, nobody had made any attempt of coming to attack us. But during that day, we lost in the town. We lost 4 brothers. Four brothers were killed in the town. And then we have one who was kidnapped. We have not gotten him back up to this time. We don't know his fate. But those are the challenges. But the other challenge was, through our evangelism program, we started so many congregations in the Northeast where the Boko Haram took over. And they went in there, when they took over, they scattered all the Christians in those areas, destroyed all the church buildings and every material. They burnt them down. But today, the Christians are coming back and they are beginning to worship. You heard of the Chibok girls. Those girls, over 200 girls who were taken hostage. That in the Northeast, that is where we had the greatest number of congregations of the Lord's Church meeting. And they went in there purposely to take over. And the aim is to diminish the influence of Christianity. And they took over those girls. They kidnapped them. They took them away. Some of them escaped. Some of them have been returned. But a good number of them have not been returned. Up to today, as I'm talking to you, we have, among those who have not come back, we have 12 members. 12 who are members of the church. But with your prayers, we know we will overcome. And this is going on because the Lord is fighting for us. And the Lord continues to fight for us. So I come and I say thank you very much. You have not seen, you are not able to see physically your work. But I am inviting you to come. Come and work with us. Come so that you will be, not just to see the work. A lot of the brethren here say, when I talk with them, they say, will it not be advantageous for us to give money rather than to take that money and go over there? Because it takes so much. I can give that money for more work to be done there. Yes, we need that. But your being with us is very important. Because those brethren, when they see you, and they see you work there, they know that they are not alone. There are others just like them. And they become more encouraged. And that is why we need you to come. Work with us. Encourage us. Encourage those ones who are in difficult trials which they are going through to overcome and do more and stand in the grace of God. And I thank you so very much. I hope that you will come. And I hope that you will continue to stand with us. You have been involved in this since the beginning. Just like I said, my becoming a Christian was because you care. One among you touched my life. And not only him, but the family, the whole family. Touched our life, adopted us to become that children, and showed us love, the love of Christ, which manifested into who we are today and doing what we are doing. And we appreciate you so very much working with us, encouraging us, giving us your prayers, funds, materials. May God bless you as you continue to work with us and encourage us in this mission work. It is your work. It is not just my work. English doesn't, I think it doesn't have the words which you use, and because if I use not our, then I'm excluding you. But it is our work. It is not only those of us who are in Nigeria. In my language, it is easy for me to say. To say is to distinguish that. Our. You see, but since in England, I hope you understand what I am trying to say. It is all of us. You and us. And we thank you so very much. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you, Solomon. I want to share with you what I'm confident that we all feel right now, and that is it's our privilege to partner with the work in Nigeria, in Africa. It is our honor. And what we send, we're grateful to do that. We would like to do more, and we can do more. God is very generous with us, and His gospel is for all. And so you filled us up. Thank you. Thank you. And we want to offer an invitation this morning. We're going to sing a song, and as we do each Sunday, if there's someone here that there's something you're struggling with, you'd like us to pause and lift up to God in prayer. If there's someone here this morning that is not a Christian, there's no time like the present. And we'd love to take a little time and watch one be born in Christ. So if there's something we can do to help at this point, please come while we stand and sing.
Over all the earth you reign, O God, every mountain stream, every sunset sky.